the black man has got to be the big black, bad boogeyman in the
best
racist
way to scare
every
people.
Time you want to scare somebody, that's you go right. to the black man.
That's right.
That's what
but now,
me.
Would you say that Sandra was a racist?
I don't think Sandra's a racist, but I think I get tired of people always going to the black man when they want to promote fear amongst people. That's what bugs me.
There's a lot of other stuff to scare.
Wow. That shows high octane. Anyway, Whoopi thinks about Mel. Mel's not a racist.
Because he comes to her house.
See, that's the thing he's going to probably have to do to resurrect a career. He's going to have to go to everyone's house.
And apologize personally.
Yeah, personal apology would really go over big. That latest tape is a masterpiece. I've never heard that level of anger from a human being.
It's angrier than Scott the Engineer.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, I thought I had anger issues. I clearly don't. Not next to Mel Gibson. I mean, I have just never, ever heard anything like this. This motherfucker's out of his mind. I mean, he's really out of his mind. The reason why everyone's so shocked is that this guy...
He had a career.
A career and held it together for so many years.
And he was respected.
He had it all. And that broad he's with, you know, she's saying she didn't release the tape. How do you have an answering machine?
That everybody has access to.
Yeah, that's a little lame.
And nobody even has an answering machine anymore. It's voicemail and all other kinds of stuff.
By the way, this is the cool thing about being on satellite, because when you replay this stuff, like on the news last night they were playing it, there were tons of beeps.
Yeah.
Just tons of fucking beeps, and it's like so annoying. I mean, Whoopi even made the Daily News today because they couldn't believe that she said that Mel's a swell guy, you know, like...
He's a swell racist.
Yeah. So should I play it? It's a good thing to start the show with, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up on me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? So just fucking listen to me. Listen to my fucking ranting. Listen to what you do to me.
I didn't do anything to you.
Pain in the ass.
You are ruining my life.
You make my life so fucking difficult.
Well, you know what? It's
can't be a woman that fucking supports me instead of a woman that sucked off me. And just fucking sucks me dry. And wants. Get out of this relationship if you're a good woman and you love me. I don't believe you anymore.
What did you say?
Think of your bullshit. Has any relationship ever worked with you?
Listen to me. You don't love me because somebody who loves does not behave this way. I do not.
I know I'm behaving like this because I know absolutely that you do not love me and you treat
one
me with
second,
no consideration.
Please. Can
I love you because I treated you with every kindness,
no.
every consideration. You
no.
rejected. You
I'm
will
sorry.
Never be happy. Fuck you. Get the fuck away from me. But my daughter is important. All right. Now you have one more chance. And I mean it. Now fucking go if you want. But I will give you one more chance. You make me want to smoke. You fucked my day up. You care about yourself.
You're so
when I
selfish.
Have been so fucking good to you. You fucking
I didn't do
me.
Anything. I did not do anything. This is your selfish imagination. That's
Shut
all.
The fuck up. You should just fucking smile and blow.
That's my favorite line. You should just smile
and
blow
me.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
What happens with a lot of guys, they really get this entitlement. They really do think that they can... there was some psychologist in the newspaper saying, you know, you get this huge...
Well, he's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, and you get this feeling like... Everyone
don't you
just,
understand? You should be happy to be blowing me.
But there's a certain tone he takes on that is really arrogant. Like just, you know, I know everything. Shut up. I can't take it. Everything about him. Wow. Unbelievable. But Whoopi's right. There was no N-word in those couple of sentences. And that certainly proves he's no racist. She's nuts. She's nuts. He's nuts. They're all nuts.
I'm sleeping with a baby. I'm waking up every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to jacuzzi as we agreed.
Who the fuck cares? We agreed nothing. You agree. You just fucking expect shit. Go to the goddamn jacuzzi yourself. Go to fuck the fucking jacuzzi. It's a shame.
A jacuzzi? What's that?
How could they be that upset? He could be that upset over a jacuzzi run. What the hell is he doing?
Doesn't he get a ton of pussy? I mean, what does he need her for? What's he obsessing on her for?
Well, people like to have relationships.
Yeah, yeah, so they can yell.
You gotta.
So they can yell.
Settle on someone.
I didn't blame you for anything.
My soul is screaming because you don't have one that joined mine. You have no fucking soul. had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even fucking try.
What the hell, Mel?
They say that's from drinking.
Yeah, you know, Whoopi says this rant isn't on drinking. This is all drinking. What's wrong with her?
You don't care. You don't care.
You just enjoy insulting me. That's all.
Fuck you. But I so fucking do because you hurt me so bad.
I didn't do anything. I did not do anything, and I apologize for nothing. I did not do anything, and I apologize for nothing.
What? What? I apologize for nothing?
Stop.
When I knew a dishonest cunt.
Oh,
because you need to apologize for a reason.
I wanted to peace. I wanted to have peace.
Keep peace.
Because you're unbalanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively I feel that.
You're
and I
unbalanced.
Will not be patronized by you.
You're
and
unbalanced.
Your fucking dishonesty and apologizing.
You need medication.
You apologize because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
So I'll accept. And if you will not fucking admit that, get the fuck out. And I will make your goddamn life miserable. Alright?
You need medication.
What? What?
You need medication.
I need a woman. Not a fucking little girl with a fucking dysfunctional cunt.
A dysfunctional cunt?
I need a fucking woman. I don't need medication. You need a fucking bat in the side of the head. Alright? How about that? You need a fucking doctor. You need a fucking brain transplant. You need a fucking... You need a fucking soul. I need medication. I need someone who fucking treats me like a man, like a human being, with kindness, who understands what gratitude is because I fucking bend over backwards with my balls in a knot.
That's my other favorite line. I bend over backwards with my balls in a knot. That's gross.
Oh, yeah, he's really breaking the bricks out there now.
Yeah.
To do it all for her, she gives me shit, like a fucking sour look, or says I'm mean. The fuck is that? Get it? You get it now? What mean is? Get it? You fucking don't care about me. I'm having a hard time and you fucking yank the rug, you bitch. You fucking selfish bitch. Don't you dare hang up on me.
I can't listen to this anymore.
Do you hang up? I'm coming over there.
I'll call the police.
You fucking cunt. I'm coming to my house. You're in my house, honey.
Yeah, but you, honey, don't call me honey. You just call
You're
me.
In my house. So I'll call the police and tell them there's someone in my house. How about that?
You can do that. That's fine.
Fuck you. I don't involve the police in anything because I stand up for myself. You weak cunt. You call the fucking cops.
Then I will go to Alessia's right now.
Why don't you fuck off to that cunt? Bitch-alicious. She was fucking making eyes at me. She'd have sucked me in 5 seconds. What? Take that one up with her. I was trying to spare your goddamn feelings. She'd have blown me in 5 seconds. She's not your friend. You don't have any fucking friends except me. And you treat me like shit. So that's why I'm so fucking angry. Because I don't have any friends. And I try and make one from you and you treat me like shit. And you fucking use me. The career is over. And boy, when I said that, you lit out of here faster than I've ever seen you before. And now you'll be at Alicia's place. You just showed me what you are. Absolutely, unequivocally.
I don't care if you don't say another thing.
Listen to me. Perfect, I believe
listen.
Now.
Listen.
So
I don't...
Watch your ass.
Listen to me, Mel.
What?
I don't give a damn if you don't spend another penny on me. I don't care. I am just fearing for the life of my daughter. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm... Listen. Because I'm saving my life and I'm saving daughter's life. That's what I'm doing. I don't give a damn about my music and I don't give a damn about you spending another penny. I'm saving her life.
Yeah, well, you're awful angry for that.
You almost killed us. Did you forget?
My fingers have been a fucking gravy train.
You were hitting a woman with a child in her hands. You, what kind of man is that? Hitting a woman when she's holding a child in her hands. Breaking her teeth twice in the face. What kind of man is that?
Oh, you're all angry now.
You're going to get to it. You know what?
Fucking sir.
You're going to answer. One day, boy, you're going to answer.
Huh?
Bear.
What are you threatening?
Nothing. I'm not the one to threaten.
I'm threatening. I'll put you in a fucking rose garden, you cunt. You understand that? Because I'm capable of it. You understand that? Get a fucking restraining order. For what? What are you going to get a restraining order for? For me being drunk and disorderly? For hitting you? For what?
Oh, man, that's a good tape. It happens.
You know what? The only thing that rivals it is that Jack Nicholson rant from Carnal Knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff. All you should do is blow me.
Smile
and blow me. Yeah. And then I like he's putting down her friend because the friend wants him, too. Everybody wants him. The friend would have blown me in 2 minutes.
She's not your friend. She doesn't have any friends.
You better get a restraining order. Call the police. What are you getting a restraining order for?
Listen to you.
Wow. It's unbelievable. I don't even know where to begin with that. But Whoopi's defending him on The View. Maybe when she hears this tape, she'll get it through her fucking thick head that the guy's a mental case.
Yeah. That whoever she knew doesn't exist or was just hiding all this time.
A racist fucking asshole. Dumb. If he ain't a racist, I don't know who he is.
And people don't even understand what a racist is.
He's got the Jew thing. He's got the gay thing. You know, years ago, this kind of almost all blew up on him when he went after the gays. But like I said,
somebody calmed him down.
Yeah, it was a newspaper interview. I guess I don't know. Here's what he said. They asked him about homosexuals. He said they take it up the ass. He then laughed, got up, bent over, pointed to his butt, and continued, "This is only for taking a shit." The interviewer recalled that Gibson previously had expressed fear that people would think he's gay because he's an actor. "I don't lend myself to that type of confusion. Do I sound like a homosexual? Do I talk like them? Do I move like them?" And he went into some kind of fucking crazy thing. And, you know, so all right, he got away with that, and he got away with the Jew thing. Look at Jodie Foster. She's in the middle of making a movie with him. She got over it, you know.
Everybody's still trying to work with the idiot.
Yeah, but once you get into the N-word, that's it, baby. Party over. And this shit, too, about women, and he's done. So he's evidently, according to the paper I read today, that he was in the middle of making a movie with Jodie Foster about a crazy guy who has a beaver puppet. And loves to make he talks everything through the beaver puppet.
Yeah, I know there was a movie called The Beaver. I didn't know what the heck that was.
It's Mel Gibson as the beaver. And he walks around. They got a picture of him holding a big beaver puppet. I might have to see
Well, you know, he is in character, maybe.
Yeah. And every time, like, you talk to him, he talks to you through the beaver puppet.
He can't talk himself. The beaver talks.
And I guess Jodie Foster, the only person to play this part would be Mel Gibson. She couldn't find any other actor. There's no other actor.
Well, everybody else was too sane.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Probably the level of anger was best exemplified by Jack Nicholson. But that was a movie. This is real life.
Yeah, but Jack has to know that anger.
You're trying to kill me.
You're just...
Yes. Why now?
Because 2 years ago, I slept 8 hours.